Business English Power, episode 29. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. Hi, my name is Al, and I'm also known in the online world as Al Sensei, and also through my years teaching in Japan. Thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a great episode today. As usual, we're going to cover some topic regarding your business email. And everybody wants to know that because everything, well, I think everybody is emailing these days. And we need to know how to write the beginnings and the endings. That's what we're going to talk about today, particularly what we call the greetings and the sign-offs. So let's get to it. But please share this episode with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, whoever would benefit from this. And I would greatly appreciate that if you don't mind sharing. Also, if you think this is valuable, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or give a 5-star rating in Spotify, wherever you are listening to this episode. And I would appreciate that. It just takes about 30 seconds of your day, and that would really help out the show quite a bit. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to it. Now, we're going to cover some very common email greetings. Sometimes they're called salutations, if I can say that right. At the very beginning, you know what I'm talking about? When you, the very first line after you write your subject line. All right. Now, the other part of it, the end, is called the sign-off. Okay, so that's what we're going to work on today. Now, of course, as you all know, in business writing, particularly emails, there are different levels of formality that we need to consider. Okay, so we're going to look at three levels of formality. Now, the point of this is not to get you, confused and frustrated about which to choose, but to have some options when you are writing your emails. Now, the first question is, well, Al, how do I know? Okay, how do I know what is when to use formal and when to use more casual greetings and sign-offs? Well, the thing that I always think about, or what I always teach, is to think about the other person, the receiver of this email. Okay, so how well do you know them? Is it the first contact? Are you writing to this person for the first time? That's usually the first question you need to answer. Now, if the answer is yes, this is the first time, then we're going to use our most formal greetings and sign-offs. Okay, so that's a general rule. Now, if you have met this person before, maybe this is the second contact, or maybe you met them at a conference and then this is the first time you are writing to them. Okay, so maybe you know them, but this is the first contact in email, or maybe you have, written a couple of times. So you know who they are, but you're not that familiar yet. Well, then I would use a middle form, which we'll talk about that level as well. And then if they are someone that you contact regularly, okay, so you're in contact with them maybe on a daily basis or a weekly basis, I mean, you they're very comfortable with you, in fact, you've probably met in person several times, then you can be very casual in that case. Okay, so that's just a general way to look at it, but always consider your relationship with that person. All right, so let's get to the expressions. Now, let's start with our most formal, when we're using our most formal greeting. So remember, we have the subject line, which is what your main topic is. Now, again, you can write that as, you're writing your email, or you can wait till the end and make sure you type it in at the end after you kind of know what your main topic is. But this is the first thing that you ever write using that person's name is going to be the greeting or the salutation. So the greeting, again, if you are writing a very formal message, well, do you know what it is? It will be dear. Okay, so dear, and then Mr., we'll use Smith, okay? Dear Mr. Smith. Okay, so remember, when we are writing to someone for the first time, we'll be the most polite, the most formal, and we'll use Mr. or Miss or Mrs., plus the family name, the last name, the surname. Those are all interchangeable words in English. Surname, last name, and family name. Okay? So in this case, Smith. So dear Mr. Smith, dear Mrs. Smith, dear Miss Smith. All right? That is how you write the formal greeting. So use dear and then the proper title plus the last name, the family name. All right, and this is one of the mistakes I mentioned in an earlier episode, but yeah, just please remember to not write Mr. John, okay? That's if John is the first name. We want to write Mr. Smith, if this person's name is John Smith, right? So just be aware of that. Again, not a huge deal if you do that, but just make sure when you're practicing and getting used to it, use Mr. last name or Miss last name. All right. Now, let's say, I'm sure you all have a question, well, what if I don't know? What if we don't know the person at all? We don't know if it's a man, we don't know if it's a woman, we have no idea. We're just kind of writing a general email to this person. Maybe they're a contact at a particular company. Well, in that case, a very formal way to do that is dear sir or madam. Okay, one more time. Dear sir or madam. M-A-D-A-M. Okay, and that will suffice as a very formal greeting without knowing who the other person is exactly, right? So you can use that as well. But if you certainly know the name, use the family name. All right, now let's move on to our next level. Okay, this will be the kind of the medium level, right? As we talked about earlier. Now, in this case, I would use hello or good morning or good afternoon. So something like that. So this is kind of the middle level. So greet with, you know, a phrase like that. So a greeting of good morning, good afternoon, or hello would be fine. And then now you have to decide whether you want to, again, be formal with the person's name or just go ahead and use their first name. Now, again, if this is a first contact, I would just continue to use Mr. or Miss Smith, the family name. But let's say let's use the example where you met them in person at a conference and you know, this is the first time you met at the conference, but now maybe you want to follow up with them after you leave and you go back to your place of business and now you're reaching out to that person. And so maybe they introduce themselves as John. Okay? So you can just say, good morning, John, or you could say, hello, John. If you could, again, meaning write that, of course, in an email. All right. So you can do that. You can do good morning, Mr. Smith. It's up to you in this case. You just have to feel it out. Now, if you're not sure, then, of course, it's always better to be a little formal. And then what will happen usually is when they email back to you, they will just reply with their name as John if they want to be more formal, be more casual, and then you'll know from that point on. Okay, and then at the end of your message, again, you put the name that you want to be called as well. All right? So now let's move on to the final level. This is the more casual level. This is when you are very comfortable with the person. And in this case, very simply, hi. Okay, so hi, John, would be in this case. Or let's use a female name as well. Let's use Jennifer. Yeah? So hi, Jennifer. And that's it. So again, you're using the phrase hi, which is very casual, plus their first name. All right. And then, of course, after each greeting, you want to put a comma. And that is a standard practice, standard way of writing an email. All right. So we've got three levels of formality there. Let's move on to the next part. Now we're going to talk about the sign-offs. Okay. So this is after you've written your main body of the email message. How do you end it? Okay. So again, let's start with the most formal way. So would you know how to end it with a formal sign-off? Well, again, the most formal way that I would use is using the word sincerely. Sincerely. Okay, so that's the most common way, at least in American English, to sign off a letter in writing or in email as well, to be very formal. And then you just put your name. If you want, you could use both first and last name. Now, of course, you don't want to call yourself Mr. your last name, right? You don't ever want to use a title with yourself. So it is put, you know, your full name or your first name are acceptable. Just depends on how you want to do it. But the key here is to use the word sincerely. All right, let's move on to the next one. Okay, so the next sign off, which would be more neutral, or not neutral, or, you know, less formal, we'll say. Well, again, a very common one these days is best regards. And again, remember, we're putting a comma afterwards. Okay, so sincerely, comma, or best regards, comma, and then your name, typically in the next line. Okay, and again, remember to, you know, put either your first name or first and last name. Okay, so best regards is a good one. Now, you're probably like, well, Al, there's a million phrases we can use, right? Yes, there are more phrases that you could use. What I want you to do is focus and get down the main ones first. And again, all together at the end of this episode, we're going to have six. Okay? We're going to have two phrases at each level. Again, we're going to have, again, for a formal greeting and sign-off, we're going to have one each. We're going to have one, we'll call it in the middle, one greeting and sign-off there, and then we're going to have one casual greeting and sign-off. So please just get those six down. Once you have those six down very comfortably, then you can start picking up some others. But really, in email, there's no, in my opinion, not really a need to have such a variety. That's just my opinion. You don't need such a variety. I really don't use many outside of these six that I'm sharing with you. In fact, I don't know if I ever have used anything outside of these six. So that's up to you. You create your own style, but try to follow these guidelines. Okay? So we've got one left. Now, this is the more casual way of signing off. So there's a couple of phrases that I would use. And these, I'll just introduce two here because they're very common and very, very easy. First one is thank you. Okay, thank you, comma, and then your name, usually your first name, if it's something where you're thanking them. Okay. Now, if it's not something where you need to thank them, you could use this phrase, take care. Okay, take care, and then a comma, and then your first name. Okay, so those are very casual ways. And actually, I'll add a little bonus phrase here. If you're dealing with someone maybe more in the UK or in Australia, maybe Canada, they might use the phrase cheers more. It's not such a common way in the US, but you'll use it more for the UK and Australia. Cheers. All right. That's also a very casual way of signing off. So I, you know, outside of those phrases, I really, really don't use many other than that. Okay. So let's review. For our formal greeting, we had dear, and then Mr. last name or Miss last name. And then we have our sign-off would be sincerely, followed by your name. Okay, the middle level, we'll call that hello or good morning, good afternoon. And then the sign-off would be best regards. All right, those are probably going to be the most common ones that you use. And for the more casual one where you talk to this person regularly, maybe every day, you're just going to say, hi, first name. Okay, hi, Jennifer. And then your sign-off will be, oh, thank you, or take care. Okay, so that is our email lesson today. I hope it's pretty clear. Again, let me know if you have any questions, all right? You can always email me and practice sending me an email. That's a good task, actually. A good perform task. Okay, remember, talk about study, practice, perform. That's a very good perform task. That's your homework, guys. Okay, so if you're listening to this, you know, practice writing an email and send it to me, al@businessenglishpower.com. And I'd be happy to respond to you and give you some feedback on your greetings and sign-offs, all right? And I'll look forward to getting your emails, okay? So again, al@businessenglishpower.com. All right, that is it. We're going to wrap up there for today. Thanks so much for listening and keep practicing your emails. You are getting better, I'm sure. And again, once you learn these phrases, they usually don't change, okay? So you can always use them to get them down, and you'll be good to go, as we say. All right. So that is it for this episode. We will see you again very soon. Thank you for listening. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.